Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this third day of September.
A sensational Sunday.
That's it.
Okay, our Do Not Fear scripture for the day is Isaiah 43:1. Isaiah 43:1 says, "But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine."
Hallelujah.
Do not fear. I have redeemed you. Hallelujah for sure.
On today's call, we're going to discuss, you don't need to know it all.
Thank God, because we don't.
Have you ever met someone who felt like they had all the answers to life's challenges and opportunities? It's fairly clear that without exception, anyone who thinks that he or she knows it all doesn't. If you need to make an important decision, if you need financial guidance or spiritual wisdom, then we recommend and encourage you to follow the scriptural insight found in Proverbs 15:22 Classic Amplified, where there is no counsel, purposes, or frustrated, but with many counselors, they are accomplished. The New Living Translation of that scripture says, "Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success." If you want to succeed in life, it's best to seek out advisors or counselors who can guide you in the area of investments, debt elimination, real estate, networking, business plans, estate planning, and much more. We believe in getting all the advice we can prior to making a decision. Such an approach is not only wise, it's scriptural. We find many scriptures that warn us about the disadvantages and pitfalls of not having good counselors and advisors. Proverbs 11:14, Classic Amplified. "Where no wise guidance is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Proverbs 24:6, Classic Amplified. "For by wise counsel, you can wage your war, and in an abundance of counselors, there is victory and safety." And how about Proverbs 24:6, New Living Translation. So don't go to war without wise guidance. Victory depends on having many advisors. Your victory, your success, is dependent on your ability to have good counselors and advisors speaking into your life. The Message Bible translation of 15:22. "Refuse good advice and watch your plans fail. Take good counsel and watch them succeed." Never get estate planning or investment advice from one person. Some salespeople have multiple agendas. Yes, they want to help you, but they also want to help themselves with a nice commission check based on what program you buy from them. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing unethical about a salesperson earning a commission. But on occasion, their vested interest supersedes yours.
That's why it's good to have all the facts. For instance, some life insurance reps may try to sell you whole life insurance policy instead of term insurance because whole life creates a much higher commission. Believe me, we both sold insurance back in the day.
Yeah.
So we know all about it. Some professionals have tunnel vision. Excuse me. For instance, we've had CPAs advise us against not paying off our home because of the home interest deduction. But the key is get rid of that debt. A credit counselor with a secular attitude and even some, quote, Christian credit agencies will have trouble with you tithing because they feel like you need all your resources to pay off debt. Well, you do, unless if you're living according to the world plan and don't understand the word plan. And they don't understand the spiritual consequences of what they're asking because they don't know that the word works.
Amen.
We're not going to say you shouldn't have a, you know, money advisor or two. That's okay. We have several. But different perspectives, honestly, it comes with effective stewardship. Sometimes it's like we want it to be like fast food. Oh, well, this sounds good to me. But the point of it is there's so many others out there that will help you get a perspective on what you need as far as finances go. Always measure any financial advice you've been given against the Word of God. If the advice doesn't line up with the Word of God, then I wouldn't do it, regardless of how much sense it, quote, seems to make. And that is just a given. As Harold has mostly traveled through the nations, me on occasion, you know, he would be asked by people to become a mentor to them. And that is, you know, a question often asked but seldom followed up on. And a lot of time, as far as being a personal mentor, you know, it really is the kind of thing where they want to hear what you have to say, but they may not take your advice on it.
Honey, I remember one time an ambitious young man asked me if I'd be his personal mentor. I asked, why me? He said, well, you talk about debt-free living and rich thoughts more than anyone I know of. I asked him if I could assemble a team of 100 of the best success coaches and personal mentors, would he be interested? He said, absolutely. Then he asked, is it a seminar, an online program? How does it work? How long will I have access to that? I asked, would you be interested in the immediate and unlimited advice to the greatest writers, teachers, and speakers? Once again, his eyes sparkled as he said, are you kidding? Then I told him that getting these 100 inspirational leaders together in one place might be difficult. So would it be acceptable if we took accounts of their lives, teachings, and rich thoughts, recorded the best of their collected wisdom in one volume? Then he asked me, then I asked if he would be interested in purchasing such a priceless edition. He told me he'd been to a lot of weekend seminars where one guy charged $2,500 just to hear him talk and pitch his $5,000 wealth accumulation system. Then he said 100 of the best and most successful teachers and mentors offering their best stuff. Just how much? Just tell me how much. If it's too expensive, I may need to put it on my credit card. I said, relax. I'm sure you can afford this priceless book. I reached in my briefcase and pulled out the Bible. His face probably looked the same as you felt hearing these words, disappointed. But we need to get real and think about it. The Bible is without question the greatest success guide for debt-free living ever written. Within its 66 books, you'll find success and failure, tragedy and triumph, betrayal and forgiveness, despair and hope, hurt and healing, doubt and faith, decisions made, and consequences experienced. The promise of eternal life then and abundant life now.
You know, 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17 gives us some very, very important advice. This in the Classic Amplified. 2 Timothy 3, starting with verse 16. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity of God's will in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man, and I say the woman, of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Hallelujah. You know, going back to the young man that my husband was talking about, if that $2,500, you know, seminar that weekend or that $5,000 wealth accumulation kit had worked, he wouldn't be asking that question.
That's right.
So he's still looking for answers, and you can pay a lot of money, get motivated for the moment, but it's called line upon line, precept upon precept. And the psalmist had it right when he, in the Classic Amplified translation of Psalm 119.99, this is what he said. And remember, the Word of God is alive.
Yes.
You may think the enemy's going to say, well, you know, it's boring, you're not going to learn it. Yes, it is line upon line. It's a little bit every day, but you keep doing it every day, and you'll look back and go, whoa, I'm smarter than I used to be. Like it says in Psalm 119:99, yes, I have more insight than my teachers, for I'm always thinking of your laws.
Wow.
When we start putting the principles of God to work in our lives and start to see them work, and the fact that he didn't lie, he's not a man that he would lie, he told us the truth, and we start learning enough, you know, and we set aside specific time every day to spend time with him, who is the greatest mentor of all, the Holy Spirit, we can ask him to reveal the financial revelations we need to know right now. We've known people who they are pretty well off and do well. And you might say, well, I don't know if I have time for this, but we've known someone who wanted to make a decision on buying a piece of property, and he spent 3 days in prayer. And when he came out with an answer, though, and then he absolutely positively knew whether it was going to work or whether it wasn't going to work. And he said there were times when it really looked like the best deal in the entire world, but God said no. And then he found out maybe years later that it was definitely the right answer. And then sometimes the Lord would direct him to do something and he'd go, man, that just doesn't look like it's going to turn out. But like Walt Disney told his friend, I think Art Linkletter one time, he goes, you need to buy this land. And he goes, that's worthless land. Why do I need to buy that? He said, I'm telling you, you need to buy that land. Art Linkletter did not. And Walt Disney World or Walt Disney, I mean, Disneyland was built on it and it went up millions. So, you know, hey, who knows? God knows. Isaiah 54:11 says, all your children will have God for their teacher. What a mentor for your children. You'll be built solid, grounded in righteousness, far from any trouble, nothing to fear, far from terror. It won't even come close. This is what God's servants can expect. I'll see to it that everything works out for the best. God's decree. Listen to me. If you are raising your children to, and you're doing what you're supposed to do by listening to the word no matter what, and your children learn how to do that, then think of the messes that they will avoid because they relied on the Lord their God. For nearly 20 years, we worked with Brother John.
Yes, we did.
Friend and mentor.
He was. He looked to us for creative insight, practical suggestions, how we could more effectively get the body of Christ out of debt and into God's abundance.
Hired me to do the debt-free army.
Yes, he did.
Terminator.
And you did a great job.
So
I remember when Brother Creflo Dollar called Brother John and told him that that Terminator kit was the best thing he'd ever seen.
Right, and for the body of Christ. And then Brother John called me and told me, he goes, I really have for you to thank. I almost fainted, but it was really a huge compliment.
But we found that when presenting him with ideas, we would frequently tell him there would be no value to him if we didn't speak plainly and share suggestions. However, I would remind him and myself whose name was on the front of the building. It was his, not mine. It was Brother John who made the final determination on every idea that we submitted. With Brother John, I was confident that God would be glorified and the devil terrified by the decisions he made. 2 Samuel 15:15, New Living Translation. We are with you, his advisors replied. Do what you think is best.
Amen.
You don't have to be a know-it-all because you have a personal relationship with someone who does know it all.
Think of that.
You just need to trust
him. Amen.
Hey, join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Rich Thoughts TV.
It's good.
It'll make you jump and shout. Also, another thing real quick. Tomorrow.
Yes,
we'll Labor spend Day. The day praying for people.
Amen. Don't lose.
If you want to be included.
Yes.
About a job, a new job, a raise or a bonus or a benefit, increased customers or anything else.
If you haven't done it.
Go to heraldhearing.com, heraldhearing.com/Labor Day. Give us the information we need to pray with you or pray for you. And then ask God if he'd have you sow a seed.
That's it.
Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, And every day at 8:30 Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
Bye-bye.